So Will pretty much just summarized all of the questions in Chapter 10, because Chapter 10 is comprised of a bunch of questions that the reader should ask his or herself when reading any sort of statistic. I'll quickly read off those questions for the viewers. The first question the author asks is, who says so? Like Will said, this one is about bias and cognitive bias, conscious bias. It's basically about trusting the source of the statistic, like, if some medicine journal is trying to promote their new medicine, and they do laboratory tests, then they might, cherry pick, some sort of, test where the medicine did particularly well, and it may not perform that well each time. The second question in, Chapter 10 is what's missing. This one is about, this one asks, what's missing from the, statistical figure that you're given. Oftentimes, you might be given a misleading sample that doesn't really account for the entire population, and so, the rest of the population is missing from the sample. That's basically what that question's about. The fourth question, the third question, I think, I don't know how many questions, but the next question is, does it make sense? And this one is pretty self-explanatory. You should be asking yourself when you see a statistic, does this make sense?